One of the topics that I saw a post today on Facebook had to do with stress eating. So I thought it might be good if we chatted a little bit about stress eating. When I first asked for the Power 100 call, I knew that I had come from a background of doing a lot of stress eating and emotional eating. And if I didn't deal with some of those things, some of those issues, that probably I would go back to stress eating once I reached my goal. And that thought scared me. And I thought that if I needed to deal with some of these kinds of things, that probably other people did as well. So the whole topic of stress eating and emotional eating is near and dear to my heart and close to the beginning of the Power 100 group. So it just really touched my heart when I saw a post about that earlier today. I asked the buddy that did the post if she would get on tonight's call. I don't know if she's on the call yet, but maybe we can just talk a little bit about stress eating in general. And if she does get on the call, of course, I'd love to have her jump in the queue and we could talk about her specific issues. But one of the first things when you're looking at stress eating that I think you need to address is, what are some of the triggers that cause you to stress eat, and how can you manage some of those triggers? And then what a second key issue to consider is, what are the foods that you gravitate towards when you are stress eating? And it's really important to eliminate those from your immediate reach. So for me, it was always emotional issues. If my feelings got hurt or I was sad, and my go-to items were ice cream and chocolate. So I don't even have those in my house. And I know that if I ever have them in my house, I'm in a danger zone. So it's really critical that you get them out of your reach so that it's not easy for you to get to those items. And then a huge, huge, huge thing for me, especially in my first year of Flush Your Fat, was having buddies. I had two buddies that I was talking to pretty regularly. One especially, Ollie and I talked to, I think, once a week or twice a week, maybe daily even in the beginning. But anyway, we spoke regularly. And both of my buddies, I had where I could text them on my phone. So I had not constant access to them, but pretty easy access to them. And then at one point, there was one particular moment when I could not get a hold of either one of them. And so I jumped into the Facebook room and found Jackie. And there's a whole funny story about how she talked me off the edge on that one that makes her laugh when I tell that story. But anyway, the point is, you need to have some buddies lined up if you're susceptible to stress eating or emotional eating, those kinds of things. So, Janet, do you have any thoughts on your experience with stress eating or stress eating that you have seen with some of your buddies?
Yes, and the stress level of shame and guilt. You know, shame and guilt can raise our stress level. And so that's one of the areas I've seen with my buddies, that spending too much time in looking back and being, you know, in that place of worrying and regretting, and begins to raise their stress. Last thing they need, and then they tend to cycle out, like, I'm so stressed, I just can't do this, and then they circle back around as they get a hold of their stress levels. And so that's one area of stress that I've witnessed with my buddies. Another would be any time if I'm, I mean, it is better, I'm just better off if I have done the five P's. Because if I'm prepared and there's food in the fridge, when challenges come my way, like life, I mean, life happens, emotional things happen, a death in the family or some, you know, some loss. But if I'm, if my food is there and I can grab it and go on a trip or, you know, do what I need to do and I'm prepared, that is so much easier. The minute that's not there and the emotional stuff hits and now I'm in overload of, okay, get prepared, you know, and handle the hard thing in life, that's what I've, you know, witnessed in myself where the struggle, you know, goes up and the odds of me, you know, reaching for something quick or wanting to reach for something quick. Not that I do, but I'm thinking about it.
Okay, very good. So having the five P's, having having planned ahead and having your Jackie's chicken salad, your nuts are already soaked, you've got yogurts in the refrigerator, you've got your fruit, all those kinds of things are all ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Jackie,
and, you know,
Jackie, were you trying?
On hand, like when I come home from a trip or, you know, if suddenly I need to take a trip. If I've gone down to the end of my fruit and I'm just a few apples away from being on empty, that's not going to work if, you know, when life takes a turn. So that's
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying is to keep the fridge not necessarily full, but, you know, like don't let it go to zero either.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I really think all of the pillars are important, practicing all of the pillars. One of the pillars is exercise and sleep. And if you're not getting enough exercise to me releases some tension, gets your blood flowing, it kind of clears my mind, it gives me time to think because I'm just walking, I'm not doing anything, and that lets me de-stress a little. And then, of course, not getting enough sleep. If I don't get enough sleep, then my tension goes up and I'm sure my stress goes up because then I'm running sluggish and I run behind and I'm not thinking the best, most positive thoughts. So practicing all of the pillars.
Especially when you're tired, right, Jennifer?
Yes.
Tired just... it's like you don't have enough strength to even fight the issue of stress eating. But stress eating is consuming foods in response to your feelings,
mm-hmm.
you know, especially when you're not hungry. That's what stress mm-hmm. eating is. So
right.
Some people call it emotional eating, but it's the same thing. Emotional eating means that your emotions are in charge. You know, they'll dictate to you, not your body. Your body's not dictating to you. As we say in Flush Your Fat for Good, we train the brain. Flush Your Fat for Good trains the brain. The brain's not in control. The emotions are. And that's where you have to get a grip in your subconscious and conscious. Because some stress eaters binge. And this is when they're sad or confused. They're trying to avoid thinking about a problem or taking the actions required to solve the problem. That's why having a buddy to say, okay, what's bugging you? What's on your mind? What's, you know, and you don't have to get real personal if you don't want to, but let's talk about it because this is hanging you up. When you're stress eating, you can become a binge eater all over being sad or confused or, you know, and that's just too... you're eating because you're avoiding thinking about a problem. And usually when you think about a problem, you keep the problem alive. And that's the catch-22. But when, you know, people think food offers such comfort, people like to eat chocolate because of the theobromine in it. You know, they'll eat some chocolate because it makes them feel good for a short period of time. That's why it was given to Valentine's Day, you know, a box of chocolates. It makes them feel good, happy. But if you were to reach for a bunch of veggies or Jackie's chicken salad or goat yogurt and nuts, do that 3-4 times a day, then that's okay. For emotional discomfort, I think I'm going to have a bowl of yogurt and nuts, and I think I'm going to have 3 bowls of Jackie's chicken salad. That's okay. That's emotional eating, but you're not going to hurt yourself. But everybody doesn't usually turn to carrot sticks or a salad, and they usually turn to the high-fat, high-calorie foods that after that, you know, they're sweet, they're fat, they're salty, they're whatever. After that, then what happens? Then the guilt comes. First of all, they don't feel very good, and now they just made themselves more stressed. But also, it didn't solve a problem at all if they're stress eating over a problem. And now they're going to feel more sad because they know in the next couple of days they're going to see a couple of pounds come on. And the chocolate or that kind of eating is only good for a short period of time because it digests in the mouth. Once it gets into the gut within a few, you know, 20 minutes, whatever, it's going to make you feel worse and worse. So then some people will feel worse and then continue to stress eat until they actually go into bulimia, because then they'll eat until they want to throw up. But when you eat and you don't even realize you're eating, when you feel guilty or ashamed after doing it, when you, some people eat alone, you know, they used to call them closet eaters. They'll sit in their cars before they get into the house because they've been eating some foods outside in a car or in a or some weird location outside their house. You know, these are things that have to be addressed. This is the paradigm that we talk about all the time. There's the conscious, which is your analytical side, but your subconscious, which is your emotional side. And when you have guilt or regret, that's, you know, depression is regret of the past. When you have anxiety, you have fear of the future. So if you do not have a way to talk things out, to be transparent, to have a friend or a buddy or somebody to discuss your issues with and make the commitment, the stress eating doesn't happen as soon as you wake up. That just doesn't happen. Stress eating is something that all of a sudden starts to grow and build, and you don't even know sometimes it's hitting you. You know, you get irritable or you get emotional. You don't even know you're in it. Something could happen at the post office, and you're so ticked off by the time you get home that you turn into the grocery store and say, "That's it, I'm going to go get that blah, blah, blah. I'm going to eat it on the way home." By the time you get home, you're like, why did I do that? So the first thing you have to do is make the commitment that you want to stop stress eating. That's the most important thing, because if you do not have somebody that can help you discuss issues with, that's why we have our pillars, all our pillars, especially pillar number 8. We, on this call, we have to be transparent. We have to let it all hang out, as they say. We have to discuss things that are bothering us so much, because nobody on this call is going to judge, put down, shame, you know, guilt. That's not what this call is about. This call is about, like, you know, I did this, I'm so ashamed, I did this, I'm embarrassed, I'm so upset, my husband left, my boyfriend left, I created the whole problem, I'm insecure, I hate the way I look, and anytime somebody says I look good, I absolutely say, no, I don't, I know it, and then I go prove it. You know, whatever the head trip is, because I've had them all, and we've all had them all. The worst part is when you wake up, you're all alone, and you look in the mirror. Or you look in your closet and you have three different sizes of clothes and you're like, what's next, a Moo Moo? Just screw it. I'm just going to, like what Kathleen said, nothing's working. I'm just going to eat more now, hoping that it'll take out my life because I don't want to struggle anymore. These are things that have to be voiced. Stress eating is when you hold everything in and you've got to commit to not want to stress eat anymore. And there's tools. We have, any. You can get on Facebook and so I'm like the one, you're right, Jennifer, the one post that we saw, help, I'm stress eating. That was brilliant. I don't know who that was, but that was awesome because, first of all, she brought up the subject for everybody that anybody that's struggling, she had the guts to do it and say it. Second of all, everybody came to her aid. But the one thing that we need to talk about is stress is usually an emotional issue you're stuffing or a problem you can't solve. And it's so stressful that eating diverts your attention. Or you wind up so upset over an emotional issue that you're just wanting a quick fix to feel happy for a minute. And yet we're all smart enough to know if we eat something such as the junk food, such as the pretzels, such as the candy, such as the Dove bars, such as the box of candy, such as whatever, and we sit there and stuff ourselves with that, we're smart enough to know that that's harmful to us. So how do we get out of that? First thing is you got to make a commitment. You don't want to do it anymore. And the next thing, you've got to really establish a good relationship with your buddy. It's like AA. You have got to be able to talk and be transparent with your sponsor. Because usually people that are food addicts, no different than drug addicts. And you need somebody to talk things over with. Most of the time, people do not have to be, educated, highly acclaimed psychiatrist or therapist. You just need a shoulder. And you need somebody that has common sense, that cares about you, and has your best interest at heart. Oh, you're upset because he left you, or you're upset because you got jilted, or you're sad because you wish that you were happy. Oh, you were molested as a child, and you kept it to yourself. You didn't tell anybody. I'm so glad you shared that with me. You don't have to give the details of a molestation or a rape. It's not that important, unless it's important to the person that has to talk about it. But the fact is if you can bring your emotions up into your consciousness instead of stuffing it into your subconscious, which will affect your gut, that's why people say I have a gut feeling or I'm sick to my stomach or I have a broken heart. These are all real. So it's really about being honest with yourself and finding somebody that you can truly be honest with and just get it out. Let it all hang out. Even if you're angry, even if you feel, sad, depressed, what is it? Because once you start talking about it, you let it go. And there's a fine line. I'll be finished with this right now. There's a line in the center of a scale. And to the right is dissatisfied, and to the left is satisfied. And with every situation that you look at, if you continue to talk and see and think of all the things you're dissatisfied with this issue, you have now created the momentum to stay in a dissatisfied situation. And it's just going to snowball and snowball and snowball to the point where you are in a catch-22. But if you look at the same situation and say, okay, let me see some of the things I can think that is satisfactory, no matter what, you start thinking of, well, you know, yeah, it could be like this, and yeah, it could have been like this, and yeah, she did say that, or he did say maybe, and you just keep going on what could be satisfactory about the situation, then you've now created a momentum that's going off to the left in a satisfactory situation, which is a vibration that will uplift you out of your mood. And that's what everybody has to help each other do. You know, when I'm so upset, you know, I had a divorce and I've been left alone and I've got these kids, or my husband died and I'm all alone and we have no money, whatever it is, or I've been fat my whole life and people make fun of me, whatever the situation is, let's try to find, somebody has to help the other person find the satisfactory issue. The satisfactory points of that issue to create a momentum that's going to get more satisfactory, more satisfactory, more satisfactory, to develop friction into a vibration that'll be more positive. Because this is deep. Stress eating is as deep as it gets. And unless you have somebody swearing at you in cartoon fashion, like I had to do with Jennifer, what the hell are you doing, girlfriend, you know, and really go for it. Not everybody can talk like a truck driver like me on a private message, but everybody can say, talk to me. Just talk to me. Tell me what it is. Let it out. What is it? You don't have to give me detail. Just tell me what it, you know, try to talk to me, and then let's figure this out to where we have tools. Do you have Jackie's tip? Who was it? I think it was Coach Janet said the 5 P's. Make sure you don't run out of your food, because when you want to go stress eat, for God's sake, go have 3 bowls of Jackie's chicken salad. Go have a ton of yogurt and nuts. Go have 3 lattes if you want. You know, take a big bag of the soaked nuts, and if you have to, eat the soaked nuts like crazy. You're going to have a great bowel movement. But in the meantime, at least you'll be noshing. So that's pretty much all I have to say about this. But this is the point of why we have this call. This is the Power 100 Heroes call. And this is for people that have given life a second chance. So don't hold back. Don't stuff your feelings. If you have a head trip, bring it out in the open. And if you're sad about something, let's talk about it. And then let's find the solution. Because stress eating many, many times is just to avoid finding the reality of the solution. That's it from me.
Exactly. Very good. Thank you, Jackie. And when I talked to you through text messaging and you were cussing like a cartoon character, that's because
or a drunk
sailor. Well, I choose cartoon character. It sounds cuter. Okay. And it was like, I say that because you weren't typing out the full word. You were doing the exclamation mark, question mark, asterisk.
Well, that's only
kind
because
of thing.
I couldn't type fast enough. Had I been,
okay.
What I wanted to do was hit you between the eyes.
I thought you were being polite. Now I know.
Wow.
This is your typing speed.
My heart is in the fact that, by God, you have worked so hard, so long, and you have taken care of yourself. You came first. And now all of a sudden you're going to give up your power? Are you friggin' nuts?
Right.
No. No, you're not going to do that. And I, you know, you're in Kansas, I'm in L.A., but I'll get on the first plane and come over and knock on your little door.
Yeah, you know where I live.
I do now.
Sometimes I have said that, I've heard that Jackie has, do you have 3 monitors on your computer?
Yes.
And I've said sometimes it's felt like Jackie's watching me, like, now I know why she's got 3 monitors, because she's monitoring me from cameras in grocery stores and stuff. She's got me on the monitor. She's plugged into all those security systems.
And
but seriously, big sister's watching me from LA. I called her. I texted you from the grocery store because I was wanting to stress eat, but in order to do it, I had to make a purchase because I had already made the commitment not to and had eliminated those foods from my home. Even though I was having a weak moment, the blessing was it didn't have it readily available, so I had to go make the purchase. And as I was making the purchase, I was reaching out first to my two buddies, and then neither of them were available, and then I hopped in the Facebook room and I found that you were online. So my point here is, when you've made that commitment and you're not going to stress eat, which we all need to do as part of this, as you rightly pointed out, that really is step number one. At that point, you need to take the temptation away. Make it so that it's not readily available, mm-hmm. so that you're not just stress eating, you know, without thinking about it. You're not just grabbing it. You know, it's not right there. Not right there calling your name. So, do you have any other tips on starving? I know you just said quite a bit. Drinking the crayon flush, I'm sure, is good. Keeping hydrated and...
basically, it's so all about what Coach Janet said, the 5 P's. If you're a stress eater... step one is make the commitment you're not going to do it. Number two, have everything that you can eat a ton of, no matter what, in your kitchen. You know? And if it's nuts, eat the nuts. If it's the yogurt and nuts, eat the yogurt and nuts. If it's the fruit, eat tons of fruit and have a lot of fruit at your disposal. And also freeze the red grapes for like little popsicles. So that, you know, it slows down your eating because you're mm-hmm. sucking on the frozen popsicles of the grapes. But any one of those things are going to help. But the most important thing is that you've got one of the biggest tips is stop yourself and say, what am I upset over? What is frustrating me? You've got to go internal. You've got to somewhat get yourself into a meditative state. Meditation is where you sit and you don't think. Meditation is where you listen to the hum of the air conditioner, but you don't worry about the bill of it. You know, you listen to, you just have some nice soft music on, but you're really not thinking of the music. But you're not thinking at all. You have to clear your mind, because what happens is the mind just runs away with itself and gets so crazy, especially if you have a problem you can't solve. So you do, if you know you're a stress eater, you've got to get into a form of meditation. And that is just quieting your brain, quieting your mind, getting closer, getting aligned with your soul and God, and not trying to solve anything. Because in the long run, all the messages will come to you that are supposed to come to you when you're in that meditative state. But when you're running around, you're frustrated, you're having anxiety, you're having regrets, you're all upset, you're frustrated, you're sad, you're depressed, you're worried, you're scared, first thing you're going to do is a cheap fix. No different than a shot of heroin. You're going to go get a candy bar, or you're going to eat a bunch of junk, or you're going to get fried food, or you're going to eat things that you know is going to just blow up your gallbladder without a care until it's over, and then you're going to care twice as much. So the first thing you got to do is once you recognize it, you got to sit yourself down and say, okay, stop. Stop yourself. You know, talk to yourself. Okay, self, stop. Sit down. Go into a closet. Go into a small, quiet room. Do whatever you have to do and just breathe. And don't think. and then know that you've got a bunch of food in the house that if you want to eat, you go eat it. But it's food that will build, repair, and maintain the integrity of your bone, blood, tissue, organs, and hormones. And it will not hurt you at all. But it will allow you to eat and be satisfied. And the more protein that you wind up eating throughout the day, the better, because when you get into a stressful situation, you don't want to be craving starches or sugars.
Okay. That's true.
Yeah,
you want to have your protein up.
Mm-hmm.
Coach Janet, I think you just said something, but again, you're kind of staticky. Are you trying to speak?
I said, this is Coach Janet, and I really appreciate what you just shared, Jackie. I think you're dead on. I was out helping some women learn how to stand up on a paddleboard, and this one lady in particular was fairly young, about 38, and she spent 45 minutes telling herself, I know I can't do this. And it was amazing. I said, you've got to take every thought captive.
Mm-hmm.
And you're in control of your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Take control. Every word she was speaking, and it was not in, I can't do this. It was, you can't do this. And so it was like a voice outside of her.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just controlling her. And so it's important to notice what person, you know, that first, second, third person, which person am I hearing?
Right.
And then take control of it and speak to it and do just what Jackie's saying. And don't let worry run you. Don't do it. Don't waste energy with it. Get in there and cook some chicken salad, you know, take charge. And it really does matter having the fridge full. It really feels good. It looks good. It sets a lot.
Uh-oh, did we lose her?
No, I'm right here.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
I said it says a lot.
Yeah, there's two of us. You know, we have our inner being and then we have our outer being. And if we're not aligned with joy, happiness, you know, acceptance, we're bopping around, we're enjoying life, everything's going moving, you know, moving and grooving, and we're bopping to the music, and we just don't have a care in the world, all of that is not going to lead to stress eating. And all of that is going to allow you to be able to eat the flush your fat for good way and be happy and watch the fat just melt off. So what we wind up dealing with, all of us on the Power 100 call, is emotions become a huge hindrance for us. It becomes a wrench in the spokes. And the only way you can do that is practice the law of allowance, because there's some things you just cannot correct. There's some things you just cannot fix. But you can find a way around that problem. You can find a solution if you just let go and let God, if you just relax and calm your mind. For stress eaters that eat to forget, eat to not think of the issue, eat to like, oh, I'm just going to have fun and eat all these hot dogs and popcorn and fried chicken and chicken McNuggets and French fries, and I'm going to have a shake, and I'm just going to pig out on all of this because that's going to make me forget. Now, you wake up in the morning, the problem is still there. Same thing with drugs. I'm just going to take this drug, and my problems are going to go away, only for a short period of time. So that game is up. We can no longer play that game. The game now is why we do flush your fat for good. For good is for good riddance. for the good of our health, for the good of our body, for the good of our family, for the good of our life, our future, and for good riddance. This lifestyle is not a diet. The first three letters in the word diet is die, so we don't do diets. This is a lifestyle. This is a, in fact, Flush Your Fat for Good is going to disrupt the diet industry because we're trying to take care of the mind, the emotions, you know, healthy body, healthy mind, and to get to the grips of why you got here in the first place. We're going to teach you how to eat and teach properly. And then we're going to help you every step of the way with whatever your issue is, whatever it is. And it could be, you know, oh, I had acne when I was a teenager and everybody made fun of me. And that stuck. Now I'm depressed all the time. I can't look people in the face. I mean, I've heard it all. And really, it's such a relief when people would start telling me the real reason why they're stuffing their emotions. And some of them are horrific. Some of them, I mean, you don't wish on your worst enemy, and you sit there, you cry with him, and it's like, wow, that's just awful. But now that's over. Now it's your turn. And everything we're going to do from this moment on is for you, for the good of you, for good. Some of it is just, I've heard, I've been called names since I was in high school, Fatty, Parker, oh, you're the fat twin, you know, guys aren't going to like you, you know, oh, every time you walk, you shake, you know. One thing after another, emotionally self-image breaking down pain. And you can't get over it because you can't even look at yourself in the mirror thinking, is it possible I could even look the way I want to look? So, yes, it's totally possible. Go on to the before and after pictures on the website. Way possible. In fact, the body wants to be in homeostasis. The body wants to be healthy. The body wants to get back to its natural state and the most healthiest state. I had a call today from a 74-year-old woman, and I haven't talked to her in probably 10 years. And she's tried everything. And I'm thrilled. I hope she even got on this call, or I'm thrilled that she got the workbook. She didn't know what else to do. She's tried everything. And she's a doctor. So she says, I should know all of this. I should know what to do. I can't. I'm in a standstill. And she's going to be one of our Power 100 buddies soon, I hope. And the main thing is, I said, you know, this is why we call you guys heroes. Because you're giving life another chance. On the other end, I had to go to the dentist yesterday, and the dentist is so upset that her husband won't do this lifestyle because he's dead set on doing the sleeve, and they want to cut the nerve that goes to the brain for the satiety center so he's never hungry. She knows it's wrong, and she can't do anything about it. And I told her I'll even come to the house and talk to him about it. And she told him that. And and it's just, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. Or as my horticulture teacher taught us, you can lead a horse to water, but you cannot lead a whore to culture. And we were in high school and couldn't figure that one out at all. And then later on in life, we all laughed. But the fact is that you have to be in charge of your own life. You have to know that nobody else can give you your joy. If you want to find joy in someone else, it ain't going to happen. Something inevitably will take that person away from you, or that dog, that cat. Something will happen that gives you joy, and you're thinking, it gave me so much joy, now I don't have it. No, nobody's to give you your own joy. You have to give yourself your joy. And mostly when you, and everybody will tell you this, as soon as the first 3 days of Flush Your Fat for Good get started, people start to feel joyful. You know why? Because they're back in control. No, they don't see, you know, 20, 30 pounds off, but they know innately, their body knows that they're feeding themselves finally right, that this makes sense, that it's not just about losing fat, it's about getting healthy. And nobody teaches it. There's no blueprint out there, oh, do the keto, do the Mediterranean, do the South Beach, do the Nutrisystem, do the this, do the that. None of that makes sense because everybody that stops it goes back and is even worse. So people that are our Power 100 heroes, these are people that have tried everything, so you can't pull the wool over their heads. And it makes sense to them because they're not denying themselves of anything except they're not going to eat junk food or starches in the beginning. Later on, they can have it. But they're not denying themselves food. They're never going to be hungry. They're not going to starve. They're going to lose their cravings. They're going to have more energy. They're going to sleep deeper. They're going to think sharper. Their moods are going to come up. Their blood sugar is going to regulate. Cholesterol is going to come down. Blood pressure is going to come down. And what you're doing is you're in charge of altering the course of your life. My son's dear best friend, my son is 32, and one of his dear best friends is 50, and they just found him dead in the bathroom. Dropped dead. You know, the Bible says we're not guaranteed tomorrow. However, we have a God-given body, and we got to feed it with honor. And when we can do that, and we can be here for our Power 100 heroes to just say, hey, I'm a good shoulder. Lean on me. Tell me all your issues. Because it's not where you were. It's where you're going. So let's just get it out of the way. We don't want to update the past, because then we're just talking about something that'll keep that momentum. But let's just get it off your chest. Let's talk about it. And now, let's start a new journey. Let's move forward and let's get on. Let's get on with it. And let's be in charge of everything that you put in your mouth. Because no matter what, in the end, how does it feel, Jennifer, to lose 100 pounds?
Felt great.
Did you ever think that, I mean, when you figured it out that, wow, I think you lost, how many inches?
Over 120.
Yeah. That's just crazy. And to think that, you know, I mean, did you go to the gym and lift weights for 3 hours?
No.
Well, you walked.
Nope.
And you ate. You ate a different way. Same with Janet. Everybody was worried about looking at Coach Janet because she's like, how overweight were you, 80? Were you over 80, Janet?
I was up around probably 60 pounds overweight, but I probably lost, that's hard to know because of the muscle that I've put on, so it's hard to
Yeah,
know.
Right, because we're not doing pounds, we're doing inches. But the triathlon stuff that you were doing, you had no business doing all of that with 60 pounds on you.
No, it was hard.
You were pushing your heart into big league.
Yeah, and it's really hard to imagine it because society does not tell you that. And so
no, what's 60 pounds? Is that a fourth? Is that a fifth grader? What is that? 60 pounds?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Yeah, so.
And you know, no pain, no gain. So push. I mean, I can go into any exercise class in America and hear, come on, go, push it, come on, give me more. And
right.
It's ridiculous. It is ridiculous. You've got women way overweight, men too, you know, that are being pushed and pushed and pushed, and it's ridiculous.
Yep, and then they're being told, count your calories. You know, they're slowing down their metabolism. They're doing all kinds of weird stuff. So,
and the next thing you know, now we're into, you know, talk about surgery. Now we're in the knee surgeries. You know, we're into
yes.
all
mm-hmm.
these extreme, the shoulder, what is it called, the arm, you know, the shoulder surgeries, and just so much going on these days.
The hips, they're all getting replacement on their hips, their joints, their feet. They can't even walk straight anymore. Most of the people that do not take this you know, 60 to 80 to 100 pounds plus off as they get older will be inevitably in a wheelchair. And the goal is to get them out of the wheelchair and walking. And we have a lot of bedbound Power 100 heroes. And our goal is to get them out of the bed, sitting in the chair, and then walking in the walkers, and then being able to go shopping with a scooter and doing all kinds of things, getting back into life. It's all about,
doing
you know.
You can.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
do what you can. Don't worry about what you can't do. Do what you can.
And enjoy it.
You know, mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. you know, redefine. I've got 54 steps to my front door, no driveway. And there's times that I will call and get help. Hey, bring it up groceries. Meet me at the car.
Mm-hmm.
Other times I realize, wait a minute, I need to up and down these steps for a little bit. This will be fine. Slow, do the, you know, it's about 5 flights. But, you know, I don't do it like it's going to kill me. I just move. And it doesn't
right.
take a gym membership.
No, and that helps with stress, too. So when you go, a lot of stress eaters, they have not exercised for a while. Just walking a good, you know, I like 3 miles, walking 3 miles in 1 hour, but you can do less in 30 minutes. And that alone, every single day, it takes the stress out. They say a man gets his best ideas mowing the lawn. Well, when you're out there walking, you're not in your office, you're not looking at the house, you're not like, I can't clean this house anymore, you're not worrying about the bills, you're not doing anything, you're walking. And your eyes are looking at other things, taking in the, oh, there's a tree over there, oh, you know, I walk around a golf course, we look at the golfers, oh, look at the bunny just walked by the walkway, or wherever you're walking, look at that church, how pretty, or look at the building, look at the cars go by, whatever it is, your mind is looking, your eyes are looking at other things to take your mind off an issue that is going to create stress eating. So getting back to the subject of stress eating, exercise, you know, get involved with something. Force yourself to go to a bowling alley. Force yourself to, you know, it's great. I think this lady on the Facebook that posted, she said she was knitting and she does her own yarn. All of that is really cool. But it's not enough physical activity. So you have to add one more thing to a because it gets your lymphatic system going. That's why for our Power 100 heroes that are bedbound, get up out of bed, sit on the edge, stand. Then sit again and then stand. And then move your arms from side to side and do certain things. You can get the stretch bands, the resistance bands, and you can do some activity with that from leg to leg, from arm to arm, and different things that you can do for a good 30 minutes. Not fast, not a lot, but action. And that'll help the lymphatic system get going as well.